With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Vice President J.D. Vance describes in detail Operation Midnight Hammer.
The operation was really extraordinary. These guys flew from Missouri. They didn't land a single time. They dropped 30,000-pound bombs on a target the size of a washing machine and then got back home safely without ever landing in the Middle East or ever stopping other than to briefly refuel. And, of course, they did that in the air. So it's really an incredible operation, a testament to the power of American military.
Vance was appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick says Iran has lost all of its leverage in its war against Israel.
So, A, they can't have a nuclear weapon. B, they're at a point of all-time weakness, and they face a choice. This could end tomorrow if they said, we are going to dismantle our nuclear weapons, open up to the IAEA and other observers, and try to become a peaceful participant in the region.
And McCormick says the only way Iran can bring an end to its war with Israel now is to surrender its nuclear weapons program.
You can't have a country have a nuclear weapon whose explicit strategy is to destroy Israel and to destroy the great Satan, which is what they say their goal is. And second, should Iran get a nuclear weapon, it would kick off an arms race in the Middle East and a proliferation of nuclear weapons, which would be very, very much against America's interests.
Senator McCormick interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Tens of millions of people across the Midwest and East have suffered through another sweltering day as the June heat wave continues. Just plain hot in a number of states. And sadly, two little six-year-old girls among three people killed when thunderstorms brought down trees on homes in New York. They are celebrating in Oklahoma City, the Thunder capturing the NBA title, defeating the Indiana Pacers in seven games. This is SRN News. In Colorado, a victory for religious freedom.
The town of Castle Rock has agreed to let a local church operate a homeless shelter and will pay $225,000 in legal fees. Town officials went to court to try and stop Rock Church from housing homeless people in its parking lot. First Liberty represented the congregation in court and has released a statement saying, quote, this is a welcome resolution and a good example of cooperation between church and state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey's Supreme Court has ruled the state can have a grand jury examine allegations of clergymen sexually abusing children. Ruling comes after a Catholic diocese tried for years to block the proceedings. Diocese of Camden argued that a court rule prevents the state attorney general from impaneling a grand jury to issue findings in the state's investigation into decades of allegations against the priest. This is SRN News. Well, the Trump White House cheering the Supreme Court's decision upholding a ban on transgender medical procedures for minors. Here's Greg Clugston.
In a 6-3 decision, the High Court stopped efforts to overturn Tennessee's law banning puberty blockers and hormone treatments for children. Reaction from White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
It's a huge victory for America's children, and it's obviously something this administration believes strongly in.
More than two dozen other states have laws similar to Tennessee's. Greg Clugston, the White House.
International Criminal Court has been asked to review a confidential legal report arguing that Russia-linked Wagner Group has committed war crimes by spreading images of apparent atrocities in West Africa. The video also includes, they say, acts of cannibalism. More details at srnnews.com.